Hello and welcome everyone back. This is the 11th class in the 39 prohibited categories of creative labor, also called our Shabbat Crash Course. Tonight we will be dealing with two malachot, two of the forms of creative labor specifically. I realize that this class is going to run a little bit short, as I discussed in the previous class, these concepts being more involved, therefore less of them are being taken. But God willing, we'll be completing the cycle of the 39 Melachot shortly, and then going on to various concepts in the laws of Shabbat, followed by some of the practical, the other practical aspects of Shabbat observance. So all this together is our Shabbat crash course. So let's begin. So this evening, we're starting now with Boneh, building. What is prohibited? The creating of walls and a roof, or assembly to part of any structure. So let's begin with the do's, as we usually do. What you can do is open and close doors and windows. Even though doors and windows happen to be structures that are attached to a building, attached to the ground, and any sort of construction of a attached building to the ground or anything else like that would fall under this melacha, under this form of creative labor. In addition to that, even adding on to a building would also be considered to be a form of construction as far as this specific melacha is concerned, this specific form of creative labor. So in this case, opening or closing a door, though, would not be considered adding on to the building. That would just be using a part of the building, b'derech tashmisho, in the way that it is normally used. So therefore, opening and closing a door, or opening and closing a window, wouldn't be a problem. But if you were to detach a door, or you were to detach a window, or for that matter, the screen that you might have on the other side, if you were to go ahead and pull off the screen and take it off of the frame of the window, or something else like that, that would not be allowed. All that would be, or putting one back, all that being connected to making changes in the actual building itself. But opening and closing a door or window is fine. What's also permitted is, let's say, you know, if you have these sliding glass doors, many, especially here in Florida, every single, you know, most half of your doors are usually this type, where it's a sliding glass door, and there's like a little pinhole where you go ahead and you can stick inside that pinhole a pin in order to be able to prevent the door from opening. So if you have an attached nail, in other words, you have very often these pins that are on there are attached by a little chain or something, but let's say you had a little rope or chain attached to a nail, you'd be able to stick that inside the hole, or you'd be able to take it out of the hole. And if you had a special door pin, in fact, when you get these doors new, they come with a very specialized pin that has a nice little handle on it and that sort of thing, so going ahead and putting that in or taking that out is fine. Or sticking a screwdriver inside that hole is fine also. But what you can't do, though, is, let's say you had a loose nail sitting around. For example, you lost that special pin, or it's no longer attached, and you want to be able to stick a pin inside of it now. So you wouldn't be able to take something which isn't a keli, which isn't a completed object in itself, and put it into that hole because of the fact that it would look just like you were doing some kind of construction, some kind of modification to the building, and that wouldn't be allowed. But in a case like this, where it's attached or it's a specialized pin or something along those lines, then that's fine. Let's say you have changing the roll of toilet paper on a roll. Although again, that's not something that you would be doing on Shabbat. Questionably, maybe the toilet paper may be muktzeh, since the fact of the matter is you can't go ahead and use that. But technically speaking, changing the roll on the roller wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem in construction. Even though you're attaching and detaching this little bar that's going to go into there on Shabbat, again, you can't use the toilet paper for the reasons that you can't tear it and so forth and so on. But technically speaking, you could go ahead and change that roll. In other words, provided that there would be some permissible reason for doing so. In that situation, again, you're attaching and detaching this little pole that's kind of attached into the roller of the toilet roller, and that's fine. But let's say, for example, though, that entire piece came off the wall, reattaching that back onto the wall would not be permissible because you're reaffixing or affixing something onto an actual structure of a building, and that would not be permissible. You can plug and unplug with a stopper a drain. In other words, if you have a, one of these rubber stoppers that you go ahead and you put in your drain where your sink is or something like that, and that's fine. Even though you're sort of attaching something to the, say, the ground of the, in a bathtub or something like that, or even in your basin sink, which is attached. And nevertheless, it's got a little handle on it, so therefore opening and closing it using that handle, it seems very clear because of the fact that it has a handle. It's a very specialized instrument for plugging and unplugging the sink. Then in that particular case, then it's permissible. If you need to plunge your toilet, if something happened along those lines, even though, again, you might seem to some degree that this looks like some sort of change in the actual structure of the building. In other words, something which we've done sort of became affixed in it, but the point is it didn't really become affixed in it, it just stuck in the drain. So again, going ahead and using a plunger would be fine. You could put up a mechitza. Let's say, for example, you had a temporary partition, or you wanted to hang a little curtain as a divider or something else like that. That will be permissible. That's all right. To fold up a cot, for example, let's say, in other words, you have these sort of temporary beds or something else like that, that'd be all right. You can go ahead and fold that up. If you have those tables, in other words, that you go ahead, you can expand them out, and then you can put another piece inside, so this floor becomes a little bit wider, then that's all right. And all this is connected to the idea that even creating a temporary tent-like situation, which you kind of have in a table like that, then that's actually all right. Setting up a folding table also is permissible. In this case, you're actually holding over the let's say the tent-like situation, but you're actually holding up the roof before putting down the sides. So therefore, it doesn't create any real problem. Plus, you're not actually creating any real partitions in the bottom, and for various other reasons. Now, what can't you do in terms of construction? Well, you certainly can't build a house, and you can't build anything that would be a construction or an addition to the ground. What you cannot do in addition to just building and doing construction is even assembling furniture from parts, putting together a bicycle or putting together various, let's say you have even a portable crib that's made though from lots of different parts, and you have to put it together like that. That's a problem. Now, if you had one of those portable cribs, like a porta crib, where it's just sort of like a one piece thing that just kind of folds open or closed, this is not necessarily a problem. You can't dig a hole in order to bury something. That also is a problem. And in this particular case, once you're building a hole, you're actually kind of constructing something within the ground, and that's not allowed. Setting up a tent, as we said before, even a temporary structure, that's a problem. And for that matter, building a model, putting together the pieces of a toy or something else like that, it's when you're, again, there's this concept in general of going ahead and being medabek chelakim, of attaching pieces together, that is included in this issue, that is included in the prohibition against doing construction. So therefore, anything that, again, that has to do with making additions onto your house, as we said before, is going to not be allowed. So therefore, attaching plywood to your windows as hurricane shutters or something like that is not going to be allowed. Now, it's a real tough argument to say that all of a sudden on Shabbat, because of Sakana, you're going to do this, because again, hurricanes are something that you know about much in advance, and something that you can prevent and take care of. So on Shabbat you wouldn't be putting up your hurricane shutters and attaching them to the walls and all that sort of thing. Now, you certainly can't hammer a nail into the wall or anything else like that. You're adding on to the building itself, and it's not just that. Even if you had a sort of a hinge situation where you were going to attach something and hinge it to the wall, that would not be permitted. So it doesn't have to just be an act of penetrating through the wall itself, but even hinging something and attaching it permanently. For that matter, they have those suction cup, it's sort of same as seen on TV things. You sort of put them on a wall or something like that, and you pull it down, and it's a suction cup, and it just attaches right there to the side of the wall, I guess if your wall is smooth enough, or onto your refrigerator or something else like that. So that same sort of item to use on Shabbat would not be permitted. I mean, here you're not actually penetrating or changing the wall of the building, but you are attaching and affixing something to the side, and it's going to stay there for a long time, and therefore that's not going to be permitted. You can't install a doorknob. In other words, you might think that this is a little bit different than putting it in or taking it out or anything else like that. It's all of these things are considered to be a changes in the building, even though the door is not the building but attached to the building. But it's even putting something and changing something that's attached to the building itself is still going to be an issue. For that matter, when you talk about this concept of something being attached to the building and then now having a problem, let's say you have in your kitchen, you have the drawers that are attached to the wall or attached to the ground or that sort of thing. So now all of a sudden, any changes you would make to these drawers or any sort of construction that you would be doing to that drawer would also then fall under this. So for example, if you were to go ahead and you pulled out the drawer and it came off the tracks, going ahead and putting that drawer back inside and fitting it onto the tracks, that would also be included in the sister and would not be allowed. Putting a sliding glass door back onto its tracks, or for that matter, if you have these pocket doors that are somewhat common here in Florida, back onto tracks, and they come off all the time, that's also not going to be permitted. We talked about before the same idea of putting just a loose nail or something else like that into a sliding glass door. And again, it's going ahead and using something like that and just attaching it. It has this appearance as if you're doing some sort of construction and therefore not allowed. Setting up tents, as we talked about. In fact, for that matter, if you have little kids, something you got to be a little bit concerned about is, of course, everybody loves to turn around and make themselves their sort of makeshift little tents, you know, where they go ahead and they take two chairs and you throw a cover over them and jump underneath, that sort of thing, and that's not allowed. Similarly, you have the same sort of problem when you have these toys that are designed for, that you fold them and they just pop them open and they'll play hut, things like that. Those are also an issue. Again, because you are creating, again, this tent type of structure. For that matter, even opening an umbrella is going to be something which is not allowed. And it has nothing to do whether or not you happen to have an eruv in your particular town or not, where you can carry things. You're not allowed to open an umbrella under any circumstances on Shabbat. You're not allowed to carry. It's a muksa. It's an item which you're not allowed to make use of on Shabbat, because opening up that umbrella is considered to be a form of construction, even though it's a temporary structure that you're going to be putting together. But nevertheless, because it gives you shelter and shades you from the rain or the sun and that sort of thing, it serves the same sort of purpose as a structure would, and therefore would not be allowed. In fact, putting on a large hat, like one of these big sombreros, you know, that has the really wide brims, that also falls under this issue, because the purpose of that is to protect you from the sun. In other words, so that you shouldn't get sunburn and things like that. And that then becomes a problem. I saw that a brother-in-law, he does some movie production, something. They have these hats that are like, kind of like the caps, the ball caps you might be used to, but they have these really long front pieces that stick out along in front of them in order to give the person, you know, protection from the shade and everything else, where they're out doing a shoot in the middle of the sun. That's putting on a hat like that would be included and not be allowed. Spreading netting over a stroller. In other words, if you want to put like a mosquito netting, unfortunately, living down here in Florida, especially now in the summertime, the rainy season, you get a lot of mosquitoes. So you may want to be protecting your child by throwing some sort of netting or bedding or something over the carriage in order to protect the child. That's going to be a problem, because again, you're creating this sort of structure as a result of this. You're setting up sort of a tent over him to protect him. Now, what you could do is, if you know that you're going to be making use of this sort of thing, or for them some sort of plastic cover that you want to put in order to protect them from the rain, is you drape it partially over the carriage to start with. You give yourself a tefach, you know, let's put in there about 4 inches of space already covered by the netting or the plastic or whatever else you're going to use. And then you're allowed to be mosif al oil. You're allowed to go ahead and increase the size of the covering. In other words, meaning just pull it out so that it covers over the whole child that's inside or anything else. And that'll be fine. But if you didn't have anything at all, you know, now to just go ahead and put this tent-like situation over your child is not going to be allowed. And the same thing goes for if you have canopy beds or things like that. You can't just set up that canopy on Shabbat. That's going to be a problem. But again, if you have a situation where you've partially set up the canopy, to extend it further is fine. Interestingly enough, there are things that fall under this the concept of bone, of construction, that are, I guess you might say, a little bit different, meaning they're not talking necessarily about construction of a building, but for example, making cheese is considered to be a form of construction, where when you make cheese, you go ahead and you curdle the milk, and you have this whey-like material, and then you're left with these sort of cheese balls that are floating around in the milk. And what happens is that in order to make the cheese, you have to bring that all together, and you have to kind of press them to get all these little cheese curdles together to make your block of cheese. And then you take that and you set it up within a frame, and you then put it there to block further and to further solidify into that position. And later on, you coat it with wax and then let it age if it's the really good cheeses. But whatever the case is, making cheese is putting together parts and is considered to be part and parcel of this same melacha. Something else that people may not realize is that when a person is going to be making an opening, you know, sort of just making a doorway or something like that, also can be included in the melacha of boneh. So, for example, if a person was to go ahead and to stick a needle into a zit to be able to let it drain, something along those lines, that's going to be not allowed because you're making an opening. It actually comes under this category of bone of construction. So we talked about before in the same along similar lines of putting together parts was putting together various pieces of furniture. Screwing in a broom handle, in that kind of situation, that also falls under this category. Smoothing out a hole in the ground, it's still somewhat constructive related, but let's go even a little further. There are other things which are really far away that you might think of that are included here. For example, braiding hair. On Shabbat, your daughters or your wife, whatever else have you underneath her hair covering, wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and braid her hair on Shabbat and prepare it. For that matter, you can't curl your hair on Shabbat. All these are considered to be forms of construction, making structures. What also you can't do is you can't curl your peyot on Shabbat. In other words, a person who happens to have a bad habit of twirling his hair all the time, his peyot or things like that, should be concerned about doing that, because if he does it, in other words, and I know people that will curl constantly their peyot because they want it to get that twist, they want it to have that curl. So they made it a habit to do it, even though it's just a nervous habit now, but their purpose is to make it curly. And that is something which would fall under this prohibition of construction. And the same thing goes for using hairspray and mousses and things like that. In fact, you may have other isurim that it falls under, but here, the same idea. You're going to go ahead and create this structure within your hair. That's a problem. Another thing, we talked about before about the idea of smoothing over the surface of food being a problem. So therefore, in other words, sort of just, you know, kind of smoothing the surface over egg salad or something like that could fall under an issur over there. But also here, if you go ahead and you take globs of tuna fish or egg salad or something and you stick them all together to make some sort of little structure out of it, that would be included in this prohibition and would not be allowed. So it can even apply to food. All right. In terms of demolition, our next malacha, soter, it's sort of the opposite of construction. So all the sort of things that we talked about that you can't build or construct, you also then can't disassemble them, or you can't demolish them or bring them down, and all that falls under this concept of soter. So it's demolishing a structure. So what can you do? Well, you can break down a door to get to a child that locked themselves in. In any situation for that matter, children automatically sort of have a separate law about them, where we consider them to be in a situation of being a chola she'en bo sakana, a form as being sick without danger, because of the fact they have all these specific needs, and therefore in pressing times things can be done. A child who has locked himself in a room all alone is very scared, is in a panicky state, and therefore anything that can be done in order to be able to get to that child in this particular case is going to be permissible. So breaking down that door is fine. But to, again, to normally take a door off its hinges, we said it's soter. To put it on its hinges would be again a case of bone. So again, only when a situation like that would something like this become permissible. So what you can't do, as we just said, is really the opposite of anything we talked about before. So that means you can't close umbrellas, just like you can't open them. Both of these things are not allowed. And of course, as we said, you can't break down walls, you can't do any kind of demolition, refurbishing your house. Shabbat is definitely not the time for this sort of thing. You can't take a pole out of the ground, it's stuck in the ground, you're going to take it out so you can stick it someplace else or something like that. That's not going to be permissible. To break a window or punch a wall in anger, that's not allowed. You might say, oh, here's a totally destructive act. Why should that come under any sort of prohibition? It certainly does. There's a very useful purpose here in just venting your anger. Although this is a very negative thing, it is definitely against the Torah in any possible way. To break something in anger is considered to be a form of avodah zara, a form of idol worship. And it is one of the worst possible things that a person can do. Just as a quick aside, in fact, it says that if a person should break something in anger and it causes him to be cut, that this actually opens the doors for various forces of tumah, various negative things to be able to take some sort of possession within him and so forth. I mean, lo aleinu, which should never come upon us. It's a very serious matter. A person needs to always work to control their anger, and if it ever comes to something physical, there can't be anything that is worse, anything which is less of a denial of the fact that everything in this world is under the hands of God. Okay, taking furniture apart into pieces. Again, the same sort of thing. If you had this, this temporary a porta crib or something like that, but it's one that uses lots of pieces. Again, taking apart the pieces is not allowed. Taking apart a bike, anything that's going to be, again, taking apart pieces and so forth and so on. Again, unscrewing a kitchen drawer knob or something like that, taking the door off its hinges, taking apart a doorknob and pulling it out. All these things are going to be included under the case of, again, of destruction, of demolishing anything, again, that is going to go ahead and make a difference in the structure itself. With that, God willing, we finish our two forms of creative labor that we will be discussing for this evening. God willing, with our work, each and every one of us, to observe Shabbat in a more careful means, that we will bring about, as it says, that if the Jewish people were to keep Shabbat fully according to its laws, and the Bible is saying two Shabbatot, but Yerushalmi even saying one, that Mashiach would be here, and God willing, we should see Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bimra, Bimenu, Amen.